announcement for the state government today about a project that you and I have been hearing about for years, Cross River Rail. And this morning, the Premier announced the winning tenders for the $5.4 billion project set to expand the city's rail network. When it's done, Cross River Rail will include a new 10.2-kilometre rail line from Dutton Park to Bowen Hills, and that includes 5.9 km of tunnel under the Brisbane River and CBD. And four new underground stations will also be constructed. Jackie Trad is the state's Deputy Premier. Ms Trad, good afternoon.
Hi Kelly, how are you?
Good. What does this announcement mean for the project?
Well, this announcement means that we have selected the best consortia that we believe is capable of delivering this huge, big infrastructure project for the Southeast Queensland corner.
Who were the winning tenderers?
So we've broken the project up into three key packages. One is the tunnel stations and development, and that was won by the Pulse Consortia, and it's got organisations or corporations like CIMIC Group, Pacific Partnerships, CPB Contractors, UGL. So a really good lineup of international and national construction companies, design companies. And then the rail integration and systems package, and that's looking at rolling out the all of the electrical work for the project, and that was won by Unity Alliance. And the ETCS, which is a new signalling system, it's a European train control system that will allow us to move more trains through the network, the inner city network particularly, at a faster rate. So that means that we're sweating our infrastructure much better. But fundamentally, Kelly, you know, what this means is our project, this project to bring our heavy rail network into the 21st century is about to start.
Can I ask you, Deputy Premier, why the Pulse Consortium or Consortia? What was most attractive about their tender?
Well, there were a number of things. I, of course, wasn't involved in any of the detailed evaluation that happened independently by the Cross River Rail Delivery Authority Board. But they had really outstanding, performance in a number of key areas, including design, value for money, in terms of ensuring good workplace relations, and also ensuring that, there was innovation in terms of the project going forward as well. So all of those categories, and there were many more, but as I said, I wasn't involved in the detailed assessment process. It was done independently. It was a blind process as well, so we didn't know who the winning consortium was until after we'd made the decision. They were anonymised. We're very pleased. In fact, all of the bidders that participated in the entire process were of high calibre, Kelly. So I think at the end of the day, we would have been happy with any of the bidders that came through, but this one was a standout.
Yeah. Has any construction been completed or is even in the process of being completed?
Yeah, we have actually started early works, and they have included preparing the Woolloongabba site as the launching pad site for the twin boring machines. So we've demolished the GoPrint building and the Lands Centre building. Currently what's happening is we're remediating that site as well, because after more than 100 years of various usages, it's had quite a bit of contamination. So we've had to remove about 4 metres of the topsoil from the site because of a whole range of contaminants like asbestos in the soil. So once that's underway, we can start moving quite a lot of the necessary equipment and machinery on site. So big demolition work, site preparation, remediation, and that will be the launching site of the entire construction. But pretty soon, people around Brisbane will see that the transit centre
Yeah, when's it coming down?
Well, hopefully demolition will start by the end of the year. So we've announced the successful tenderers and the successful proponents. And what we will do is go through a process of reaching financial close. So we've agreed who that's going to be. We've got to go through the fine details, get a contract in place, and then sign off on the finances, which we'll do by July. But once that's done, there will be, you know, quite a rapid momentum towards getting that site at Roma Street prepared, and that means the demolition of not only the Roma Street, the transit centre at the Roma Street, but also two adjacent buildings as well.
I must tell you, Deputy Premier, I'm excited about the Woolloongabba site because there will be a train station there, as I understand. Is that correct? Yes. Well, see, now Northsiders will be able to come to the Gabba and watch the Lions win.
And aren't they performing well? I don't want to jinx it. I'm touching wood, but no, it's
two from two. It's an exciting start to the year. Okay, let's get to Bill Shorten. He's got his budget reply tonight. It's speculated there will be money for Cross River Rail. Can you give us any inside running? Do you know if there will be?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Federal Labor has always supported this project. In fact, Anthony Albanese, when he was the Infrastructure Minister in the Gillard government, offered the Queensland government at the time, so that was Campbell Newman, and the Transport Minister at the time, Scott Emerson, a terrific deal. So upfront capital payment of more than $700 million, and then a 50-50 partnership in the ongoing availability payments for the construction of the tunnel station and development. So the Pulse consortia package that we talked about. So it was a terrific deal, and I understand that at a state level, Scott Emerson wrote back to Anthony Albanese and said, "We accept the terms of this agreement." So here we were in 2013, about to get underway. A deal had been struck, and then that deal was torn up because the federal election in 2013 happened, and Tony Abbott said federal governments are not in the business of funding urban rail projects. We'll fund roads, but we won't fund rail projects. So that really stopped the project dead in its tracks, even though just the year beforehand, Infrastructure Australia said it was the number one congestion-busting infrastructure project for our nation.
Would you be expecting to get that deal or better?
Well, Federal Labor has said that they will provide, if they win, $800 million upfront for the immediate construction activities for the project, and then they will partner with us 50-50 on the availability payments for the tunnel development and the stations, and that's a fantastic deal. So the only way we're going to get money out of a federal government is if Bill Shorten and Labor are elected in May.
Just a question that was raised with me by Robert Dow from Back on Track as well, just about the number of trains. When we finally have it all built, are we going to have enough trains so that on day one we've got enough services and enough drivers rolling through those stations?
Yeah, no, thanks for that question, Kelly. And Robert is someone who understands the rail
system. He really
does. So well. He's amazing. He's a train spotter. I really do commend his passion. It's fantastic. So what we're doing at a state level is we're just going through a 10-year rail network strategy. So it's looking at demand. It's looking at the current patronage growth on our heavy rail system, which is growing at just under at about 6.5% annually. So we are seeing significant growth in our heavy rail transport, and that is primarily because, you know, people are wanting to have a fast and efficient and frequent service into the city during peak hour, and our roads are congested at that time.
Yep. So, but are we going to get those trains?
Yeah, so we're looking at the demand, and we're making deliberations around that. But it's really important to also understand that when we did have a look at the Cross River Rail business case, we had a look at the approximate train numbers that were needed. What has happened since then is we've had the Strawn Commission of Inquiry, and they recommended a really significant reform on our heavy rail network, and that's called sectorisation. So currently what we have is drivers being trained across the whole network, which takes a very significant period of time. Through sectorisation, what it means is train drivers become competent in the Caboolture line or the Ipswich line or the Beenleigh line, the Gold Coast line, and because it's line specific, we can train them faster, and that means we're using our rolling stock in a different way, a much more efficient way as well. So this whole sectorisation reform program is really going to make the rail system a lot more efficient and a lot faster. So we're looking at the whole rail network in light of these significant changes that have happened.
Can you guarantee that there will be enough trains and the right amount of trains and the right amount of drivers on day one? Because, as you know, we've had the situation before where we opened a train line and went to hell in a handbasket, and we still haven't recovered.
Yeah, Kelly, and look, that's an incredibly important and salient point, and that's why we had the Strawn Commission of Inquiry.
I know, but can you guarantee that, Jackie Trad? This is
I can absolutely guarantee you that we are not taking our eyes off the ball here, that we are implementing the reforms that were outlined in that blueprint, that we are recruiting more train drivers, we're training more train drivers, and that services, only this week, we returned quite a number of services back into the system because of our commitment to the reforms outlined in that Strawn Commission of Inquiry. So already we've seen services come back because of our focus on the changes that need to happen. So we know that Cross River Rail is going to absolutely mean for commuters right across the system that they will have turn up and go services. You can get to the platform. It doesn't matter about timetables anymore, because you turn up to a station, hop on the platform, and a train's going to be there every 5 minutes.
To be honest, I see the timetables now as a bit of a turn up and hope they come. So it'd be nice for turn up and go to happen. Deputy Premier Jackie Trad, thank you so much for giving us your time to talk about Cross River Rail and where we're at with it. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Have a great night.